Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast. Kaya Biz. Tech and innovation.
The tech and innovation feature made possible by Telkom. Business possible begins here.
Yep, time to talk all things technology and innovation on the show. And tonight we're going to take a look at a very interesting theme that is evolving around the role of technology innovation and how it's influencing convergence in Africa's insurance landscape. And I think we do need to think about this. Remember before when insurance was just insurance from an insurance provider and you needed an insurance broker? Well, these days you can literally log onto your cell phone, take a picture of the product that you want to cover, be it your car or even a household item. Sometimes in some service providers' aspects, you can even do that through your banking app. You can do that directly through an insurance tech player and actually insure yourself, your life, and any other valuables that you have. So clearly, it's very clear that there's a shift in the dynamic and it's largely being driven by technology. To help us understand this further, we're joined by insurance sector lead at Deloitte Africa, Andrew Warren. Andrew, welcome to the show. Happy 2026.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on the show and happy 2026 to you too.
Thank you. I'm excited to speak to you, Andrew, because I can imagine, given your wealth of experience within the insurance sector, you have witnessed a significant level of change, not only in terms of the consumer trends, but how insurance providers are delivering their product offering, but even some of the themes like climate change and other levels of risk that they've had to consider. So I guess just as a brief overview, when you reflect on the changes that we've seen in the insurance sector, what comes top of mind?
So I think technology is leading the charge, as you were saying. I think this is the technology segment. I think as you said earlier in the introduction, the role of insurance has shifted. I think the product insurance hasn't changed, but I think the way that the consumers are able to interact with the insurance sector, the overall market, and the way that they're able to better understand their product has moved a lot. As you've said, no longer are the days of the gatekeeper of the broker or intermediary, the sole provider of the insurance product. And there's a much larger array of products available to the consumers and a whole lot more choice available in terms of how they get their short-term insurance cover, how they get their life cover, how they get their savings, and who they interact with to get that. And as you've said, the convergence, the way we're describing it, is the ongoing trend that there are no longer purely identified insurance organizations that are providing these products to you, and you've got availability of choice in that space.
Got you. And I think this is so important because, as you said, technology really does sit at the epicenter of facilitating much of this shift as well as the change. Help us contextualize that, especially within the context of the African continent at large.
So, yeah, I think from the African continent perspective, technology has enabled a lot of access to financial markets and financial products to the consumer. Because of the importance of distribution, the importance of getting product to the market, the way that technology has taken away a lot of the friction that exists in the consumer, in the insurance space, we're able to get different product and different propositions to market. From a localized perspective, it's quite an interesting dynamic as well, is that the market in the South African context is quite well penetrated, and it's actually a fight for market share amongst all the incumbents and amongst the new entrants, whereas there's a much lower penetration of insurance product into the East and West African markets, and the opportunities for growth opens up when we look at the technology-enabled access to these insurance and savings products.
Mm-hmm. This is an important theme because, as you say, there are different nuances in different markets across the continent. And that also speaks to, I guess, the legacy of the insurance industry in some of these markets. South Africa, very mature banking system, very mature insurance market. But this is also where convergence, as you alluded to earlier, has been a key player in terms of driving change as well as growth. Maybe share a few examples with us as to how we make this practical and how we see that level of convergence coming through.
So if we look at the players in the insurance market, you know, traditionally they were the branded insurance companies, the old mutuals, the Discoveries, and even there were new entrants in the early 2000s, the Sanlams, the Liberties. If we start expanding more broadly, we've seen a major advance of the banking sector into the insurance space. Look at the likes of Capitec, look at the likes of FNB Life, ABSA and Nedbank Insurance, who are now working incredibly well to serve their customers across a wider range of insurance products. But even beyond the financial services industry, we're seeing MTN and Vodacom in different ways, both very active in the insurance market, both what you'd normally expect in terms of the handset, your handset insurance, which you'd look to get in terms of taking out a handset or trying to insure the handset, but even within the life insurance space, extending that from a offerings perspective. And we're seeing then beyond even that, the retailers like Woolworths, Pick and Pay, ShopRite, Checkers, providing financial services products and either partnering with insurance companies that are established or building their own insurance operations to be able to provide these services and products to the consumers where they're at, where it's convenient for them to be, and for them to be in the moment and being able to be served without some of the historic frictions in the market.
100%. What's quite interesting in the report, there's a wonderful chart that actually shows the indicators for each industry and sector. And as you've alluded to, yes, banking still plays a key role, but telecommunications and retail has come on board. I'm quite keen to talk about that link between retail, healthcare, and even telecommunications, because it almost seems as though the secret sauce to success in insurance is distribution and being able to access the customer directly in terms of that touch point. Is that what's being translated here, essentially, in the feedback from the report?
So there are two things. One is distribution. The access to customers and the ability to serve the customer where they're at, when they're at. The other bit in this space is the fact that trust plays a massive role in the insurance industry. Mm-hmm. And the importance of knowing that when something happens, when a loss happens, that you know and trust the brand that you're dealing with. And what we have found is that the retailers and the telecommunications companies have built up a strong brand in terms of being able to deliver services to their clients, and are able to use that in the in addition to the the technology that's enabled them to access the customer, to be able to serve that customer segment incredibly well.
What does this mean, as you've mentioned, for financial advisors, I guess, or the intermediaries, especially going into the future? It seems as though there's a disruption that's taking place there, but also from some of the long-term players in the South African market, they have been quite proactive in terms of responding appropriately.
So I think, Bill, I'll start with the incumbents, the actual market participants, before I get to the intermediaries. The incumbents have definitely responded. They know the market is changing fast, and the ones that have invested in technology, invested in some elements of direct-to-market access, and even partnering with some of the retailers or telecommunications companies are responding to that and making headway. A good example of that is the MTN Sanlam relationship that they have, and that they are working in collaboration to work with each other's brands and further establish an offering in the market. From a intermediary perspective, the intermediaries are definitely responding as well. They have a huge value to play, particularly in the life insurance market, where there's a lot more trust needed and a lot more understanding needed in the product constructions and how the consumers can access and understand that product. So they are definitely also investing in technology, forming groups of intermediaries that have got the scale to be able to invest in technology, and then respond in the same way and build the same amount of trust that they need to in terms of this market that is continually evolving.
Interesting thought that comes to mind. Is there still room then for new innovative insurtech firms like Naked and Pineapple?
So absolutely. The innovation that is happening in those spaces, the embedding of artificial intelligence and generative AI are absolutely accelerating the capabilities that the likes of Naked and Pineapple have. And once again, the incumbents are responding to that. And it's the incumbents that respond to that the best and are able to manage the both and environment of both an intermediated business and a direct-to-market business for the consumer segment that is wanting that are the ones that are going to continue to thrive into the future. And we will see more of the fintechs and insurtechs arising in terms of responding to what consumers are looking for in terms of the way that they're wanting to access the insurance market and the way that they are wanting to be understood by the insurance market.
Got you. It's such a pleasure speaking to you, Andrew. This has been so insightful. And I guess next time we either look at the billboards of insurance companies or interface with them through our apps and other technology platforms and even through intermediaries, this really does sound incredibly familiar to the South African experience of the shift in how we access insurance products. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you, Gugulethu. Good chatting to you.
Likewise. That's Andrew Warren joining us as insurance sector lead at Deloitte Africa. Do read up on the report. It really does have phenomenal insight, taking a look at the role of technology, innovation, and what it's doing for the world of convergence in African insurance landscape. One of the closing lines of the report says two things. South Africa, protect and react. Rest of Africa, innovate and disrupt. And I think that's quite telling around how we need to approach the growth and development of the insurance industry as a whole, but also the kind of innovations that are certainly coming through. Interesting dynamics, right? We've had a phenomenal show. Do be sure to share your thoughts and comments with us here on Kaya Biz. And of course, give us some perspective around the conversations that we've had with you so far tonight. That was a conversation on all things technology and innovation, helping you unpack the dynamics that we see. Tech playing a critical role in the insurance sector.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.